Emptiness cannot harm emptiness. And external lords of death, gods, evil spirits, demons, and so on, have no reality apart from your own confused projections. So, recognize this. At this moment, recognize everything as the Bardo.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Is it atomic?
Yes, sir, very atomic.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do. Yeah.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Look up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
There was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight we are commemorating the 79th anniversaries of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. August 6, 1945, that's when the first atomic bomb used in warfare was set off over the Japanese city of Hiroshima. And then 3 days later, an even bigger one over Nagasaki. So, we're going to be playing music about that. Our theme this evening is called It's Atomic, yes. We started off with a short piece from the Japanese band Dragon Ash, the intro from their Viva La Revolution. And I overlaid some thoughts from the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, one of my intellectual idols. He worked on the Manhattan Project that built the atomic bombs. And there he was talking about the contrast that must have been going on between the celebrations at Los Alamos after the Hiroshima bomb was dropped, a success from their point of view on something they've been working for on years, and then what it must have been like for the people still alive in Hiroshima that exact same moment. And then we followed that with some Shonen Knife, another Japanese band, female trio, and that was Explosion, the Japanese version of it from Brand New Knife. So we're going to be hearing more from Richard Feynman tonight, among others. Also, several excerpts from President Eisenhower's 1953 speech after Stalin died, and he was thinking that maybe there could be some breakthroughs with some new thinking about peace and when you look at what the cost of things are. So that's going to be coming up in the next set, overlaid on top of the seminal German electronic band Kraftwerk, who's also the godfathers of all of hip-hop, seeing that their music was sampled extensively, and particularly at the beginning of hip-hop. And also, we're going to be hearing some contributions from Chuck Yu. So we've got so much great music for you this evening, including the Pet Shop Boys and AC/DC. We've got some Van Halen in the second set and U2. Also, Sonny Boy Williamson and the Chemical Brothers. We've got a set beginning and ending with some Chemical Brothers remixes. Before we get too far into the show, let me reiterate that the views and opinions expressed in this sound collage don't necessarily reflect those of Tufts University, the Tufts trustees, WMFO, the WMF exec board, or even the show's producer. That'd be me. Instead, they're opinions and thoughts to ponder. Also, backing me up right now, this is Lydia Theremin and Misha Malin for her atomic It's a Brian Eno piece. I found it on Music for Films, and it's called For Hurt Adams. Well, let's get the rest of your hopefully thought-provoking Friday night sound collage party going. And this theme, it's atomic. We're going to start off this next set, which will include Cherry 2000's very cool cover version of Van Halen's Atomic Punk, and also the Pet Shop Boys, the Kraftwerk Radioactivity remix, as I mentioned. But we're going to start things off with something coming originally from Chuck Yu. This is the Japanese band Melon, and it's Neutron Nevada. Never say die.
It's me. like the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scares me is that awful gas that defines you.
You know how bad sunburn can feel. The atomic bomb flash could burn you worse than a terrible sunburn, especially where you're not covered.
How little an amount of radiation will cause how many mutations?
A fuming column of smoke 9 miles in the sky. Blinding light stronger than the sun.
Don't be silly. I told you it was all a game. Whenever I see you or your work, it makes me feel like spitting. What's that noise? Oh, that. We've been expecting it for ages. It's the sound of the atom splitting. He's a villain. Him over there, with a stocking on his head. Look, there's another. They call themselves pinheads. What's that noise over there? Is it the corrugated iron they're hitting? No, it's perfectly normal. It's just the sound of the atom splitting.
On reaction, I remember perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction. There was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima.
Whose side are you on anyway? Is that some kind of threat? Well, I suppose it'll have to do. As long as you don't make too much mess. And with the last person to leave, once you all finish kissing, turn the video on to record. You never know what you're missing. Bread and circuses, and maybe later, the sound of the atom splitting.
I was involved with this happy thing and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
resulting from nuclear detonation or the flying debris could kill you in seconds. That's air pollution. But man's deliberate pollution of the air he breathes will take a little longer. Words to think about from the sportsmen in your area and the National Rifle Association of America.
Discover by Madame. destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is, I repeat, the best way of life to be found on the road the world has been taking. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. These plain and cruel truths define the peril and point the hope that come with the spring of 1953.
They have said that they are committing us to perpetual war. Not just this war, but any war they can get their hands on.
Tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes even Educational Radio. As hopefully it is for you this evening in some way, our theme is called It's Atomic, and we're commemorating the 79th anniversaries of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. on August 6th and August 9th, 1945, which quickly led to the end of World War II. All over the world. And led to the beginning of the Cold War. So we started off that set with the Japanese band Melon and Neutron Nevada Never Say Die. And then we heard a very cool cover version of Van Halen's Atomic Punk performed by Cherry 2000. And that was on the pretty excellent Van Halen tribute album, Everybody Wants Some. And then we heard the Pet Shop Boys and the Sound of the Atom Splitting. And I mixed in a bunch of Recollections by one of my big intellectual idols, the physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the Manhattan Project that built the atomic bombs that were used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And there he was reflecting on how everybody was celebrating at Los Alamos, but how certainly people at Hiroshima and Nagasaki weren't celebrating. And then we heard from the seminal German electronic band Kraftwerk. Some people argue they're the most influential group in pop history. And they may not be as well known as the Beatles or the Rolling Stones in that way, but the number of different artists who they have tremendously influenced is extensive. And Afrika Bambaataa extensively sampled their songs Trans-Europe Express and Numbers in his song Planet Rock. And that just started off hip-hop and sampling as well. And, well, you know, Kraftwerk is one of those bands where you could just have a one-semester radio show here on WMFO devoted to their work and their influences, their direct influences. Did I say one semester? You could go on indefinitely with that. Another show like Arthur and I were discussing the Yardbirds Challenge, the kind of idea of a show where you have the Yardbirds, a song by the Yardbirds, maybe an obscure one, and then you have one of the guitarists who were in the Yardbirds, like Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, or Jimmy Page, and the idea is to guess which one that is. Arthur being the host of the Grand Hour, now on at 5 a.m. on Thursday mornings, Wednesday mornings. Let's find out by going over to the WMFO.org website, clicking on the schedule link, and there you will see the schedule that tells you that, among other shows, the Grand Hour is on at 5 a.m. on Wednesday mornings here on WMFO in Medford. And we also heard mixed in on that Kraftwerk Radioactivity, President Eisenhower from his 1953 A Chance for Peace speech. And, you know, for the most part, the resources, the public schools, the hospitals, and comparing that to the cost of weapons, the actual numbers have certainly changed, but the orders of magnitude for that, I mean, you can spend it, the money on weapons, or you can spend it on schools and hospitals and infrastructure. And we finished things off with AC/DC and my Plastic Sushi Atomic remix of their song War Machine. And then backing me up right now is the Sun Ra Orchestra, and this song is called Better Music Will Create a Better World, from A Song for the Sun, So, you know, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like the cellular communication systems and the internet, if they all shut down, if they stopped, would you freak out? I mean, if you woke up one morning and your alarm clock wasn't going, it was just dead, and you thought that was curious, and you went to turn on your cell phone and you weren't getting any connection, and then you walked over to your computer and it was off and there was nothing. I mean, would you just like completely freak out? Or would it take you a little bit longer? If you went to turn on the water and the water wasn't flowing out of the sink, what would you do? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? What would you do? Would you go down to the grocery store with the money that you've got in your wallet? Or maybe you don't have any money in your wallet because you're an electronic cash kind of person. Well, would they just open up the store and say, hey, we realize there's no power. Everybody just take what you want and we'll settle up later. Well, you know, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared. And in addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights handy and other non-flammable light sources like light sticks. Because, you know, candles and other open flames, they can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and the people who care. Yes, WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Community Educational Radio. Well, in the next set, we've got a couple of tracks going out to Chuck U, and actually coming from Chuck U in that way as well. So to give you a little bit of an understanding of what you're going to hear, we're going to start off the set with a piece featuring Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and Edward Murrow about the Enola Gay, which was the bomber that took the bomb over to Hiroshima and dropped it there. So that's some real historical news reporting. And we're also going to be hearing from Sonny Boy Williamson, Win the War Blues, from the Atomic Cafe soundtrack, with the actual guy who dropped the bomb on Nagasaki, the bomber, and also some recollections from Harry Truman, who was the president who authorized that. And also the Buchanan Brothers with Atomic Power, another selection from the Atomic Cafe soundtrack. And some U2 will be closing us out in this next set as we continue our theme of It's Atomic, commemorating the anniversaries of the atomic bombs, the first atomic bombs used in war.
Now you are at the world's largest airfield on Tinian in the Marianas. The voice you hear is that of Chaplain William Downey, who stood amongst the target charts, the escape kits, and the stale coffee and said a prayer for the Enola Gay and civilization.
We pray thee that the end of the war may come soon, and that once more we may know peace on earth. May the men who fly this night be kept safe in thy care, and may they be returned safely to us. We shall go forward, trusting in thee, knowing that we are in thy care now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Stayed at home yesterday. Oh, it's kind of scrawled. The feeling. 類は二度とこのような復興を繰り返してはならない、この教訓を人類の未来に生かすべきだという思いでありました。
The citizens of Hiroshima were suffering physically and mentally. Sometimes they were on the verge of losing the will to live. But what supported them was the belief that this foolish tragedy should not be repeated and that humankind should learn a lesson from their experience.
Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck, and cover. Duck, and cover.
Diary. 78,150 people died at Hiroshima.
I realized the tragic significance of the atomic bomb. Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
When the clouds opened up over the target at Nagasaki, the target was there pretty as a picture. I made the run, let the bomb go. That was my greatest thrill.
Give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds. Uncle Sam is gonna give me a thunderbolt. He wants me to fly away up above the clouds. He wants me to drop a bomb on the Japanese. I really got to make my baby proud.I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want the machine gun, and I want to be hid out in the woods. I want to show old man Hitler that Sonny Boy don't mean him no good.I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. I want to drop a bomb and set the Japanese city on fire. Not because they are so rotten, I just love to see them die. because I know I have got to go. I've got the victory blues because I know I have got to go. Not to keep the dirty Japanese from slipping in through my baby's back door.
Is it Atomic?
Yes, sir.